Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Ladies and gentlemen, another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, back on the airwaves once again. Eddie Greer III here with you guys once again for the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Gander Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. And for this short edition of the podcast here today, talking trucks only, of course. This episode's all, the latest episode of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast is already out. Of course, you can follow me at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter. And of course, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, get it wherever sports or racing podcasts are found. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio.com, Stitcher, and more. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast is in playoff mode in the trucks. Of course, getting in. Of course, we're doing this a race after race later after they get started with their playoffs. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, of course, before that, of course, early this week, it was announced that the truck's sponsor, which was the Camping World Truck Series, will return. Camping World will return as sponsor next year. So, a short retirement for game day. Well, I'll use that. A short retirement session right there for Camping World, and they decided, hey, well, let's get it back in here. So, Camping World will be back sponsoring the Truck Series next year. Gander Outdoor will finish out, of course, the rest of the year. But the playoffs started last night. And it started with a huge upset. We'll get to that in a second here. But yeah, absolutely, the truck playoffs started. And of course, I mentioned it time and time again. I even mentioned it on the latest episode of the podcast, which has already been out. If you have not listened to that, go back and listen to that first recap Richmond and get you set for when this podcast comes out tomorrow morning. Get you set up for tonight's race, which is the Cup Series, the last chance for guys to get in the round of 12. That should be a barn burner tonight as well. So that's just going to be a lot of fireworks and fans in the stands. It was confirmed 30,000 expected at Bristol tonight for that battle. So we'll see what happens there between Blaney, DiBenedetto, Byron, Custer. Can they somehow get in and really create a stir? And after the checkered flag, I have to see about that. But yeah, the trucks created a huge stir last night there. Sam Mayer passes one of the playoff drivers last night to get the win. That playoff driver was Brett Moffitt, continued to be winless in 2020, and he's not the only big notable star in all of NASCAR to not score a win yet. Brett Moffitt, obviously in the Truck Series. You got in the Xfinity Series, Ross Chastain, still yet to win. Now, we're recording this tonight before the Xfinity Series, right? So maybe Ross gets it, and maybe he does not. But he still hasn't won yet up to this podcast date. And obviously, Kyle Busch, yeah, he's in the postseason and in position to transfer, yet to win. And he's obviously at one of his better racetracks, if not one of his top two, Bristol Motor Speedway. But yeah, the trucks last night there, Sam Mayer, teammate to Brett Moffitt there, passed him late in the race there to score the victory there. And according to what I read before this podcast, apparently, Sam Mayer won earlier in the day at Bristol in the ARCA Series, and he basically completes the sweep for GMS Racing there. Wow, what a turn of events last night. Moffitt How many times have we talked about him on this podcast that he's finished second, what, a handful of times, including some handful of seconds here late in the second half of the season, and more notably to his teammate Sheldon Creed, and yet again, he did have to settle for second, to Sam Mayer, the upset winner in the playoff opener for the Truck Series last night there in the Gator Outdoor Truck Series. Wow. And not only that, a topsy-turny top 10 with a few playoff drivers in it. Of course, again, originally this playoff field was 8 for the longest time, and they bumped up to 10, which I was not the biggest fan of. And even a lot of other people that you talk to or listen to on podcasts, national media, saying that they didn't like the change either. Well, looking at this top 10 running order last night, man, no really playoff drivers even in there besides Moffitt here. Top 10 last night, Mayer with the victory, upset winner. Brett Moffitt, playoff driver, second. Tanner Gray, third. Parker Clearman finished fourth last night. Chandler Smith, fifth. A teammate to playoff contender Christian Eckes. Granvinger, playoff driver, finished in the sixth spot. Tyler Ankrum, playoff driver, finished seventh. And speaking of Ross Chastain, he finished 8th last night. Johnny Sauter, who missed the postseason, 9th, and playoff driver Matt Crafton in the top 10. So you had three Thor Sport trucks in the playoffs. And that also will include Ben Rhodes, who did not finish in the top 10 last night. Your number one seed, who really was supposed to be, Austin Hill came in leading the championship standings, but apparently it was Sheldon Creed who came in here as the number one seed in the playoffs here last night. He finished outside the top 10. Austin Hill, he had a tremendous regular season. Yeah, he cooled off a little bit and not a good start for him in the playoffs. Finishing 20-something finish, that's not going to get it done there. You need that same consistency if you're going to move on in these reigns. That's the same thing in all these playoffs. Xfinity will finish up here, I believe, tonight with their regular season before their playoffs kick off in Vegas 1 week from tomorrow. So there's a lot of things up stake. Yeah, the Truck Series. Yeah, like I said about the Xfinity Series in yesterday's recording of the 3Wide podcast, yeah, it's well balanced. I mean, yeah, it's been dominated by two drivers in that series, but when you look down the line of at least the guys who've won, they've all won more than one race. So yeah, any of these guys can get hot. And the same thing in the Gator Outdoor Truck Series. We'll take a look at that here in a second here. But yeah, just to, for those of you who have been out of it for a while or don't know the current situation of the playoffs, well, here they are. Obviously, I mentioned the first one, 10 drivers are currently in it. And after the first round, it will be 8 drivers, so 2 only get eliminated, like the past, and then 4 drivers will be eliminated after the round of 8 to set up the championship race in Arizona. So a hand basically cutting the field in half. Then obviously the same thing applies. You win and you end. You transfer, get a ticket to the next round. So obviously that is the goal there for every driver, to get an opportunity to race in the championship four. And let's just finish off the playoff drivers here. Sheldon Creed, I mentioned him. He finished the regular season on a house of fire. Sheldon Creed finished 11th in this race here. Ben Rhodes, Christian Eckes finished 12th. Ben Rhodes, 13th. Ty Gillen, and I believe Tyler Inker was the one who last driver to punch his lot, getting the last ticket in there. He finished in the top 10 last night. But Gillen finished 14th in this field. And you got to go all the way down to Austin Hill, not much further, to finish 25th, the regular season champion there. 25th spot. I'm anxious. I have not taken a look at the standings yet. So anxious to take a look at that and go through it. So yeah, not a good start for Hill. That you can't beat yourself, and apparently 16 team, I mean, they're championship four caliber, we know that, but in this case here, 1 down, 3 to go here in this playoffs. Obviously, Talladega, it's Las Vegas is the next race in the playoffs. So all of the series will be in Vegas next week. And in the capper for the trucks, Talladega. How about this? Talladega cutoff race number one for the playoffs. Then they're in round of eight, Kansas City. And there will be a limited amount of fans there. We'll see what we can do with that, obviously. So we'll have to see, find out and see. I mean, yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on, but obviously, Kansas City, home track, 2 hours away from Manhattan, Kansas. As I always said on this podcast, those of you new to the podcast, so that's the home track, our home track here for this podcast. So we'll see what we can do there. Obviously, that's October 16th. Ooh, yep. So, actually, yeah, I just signed up for a half marathon that weekend. So that, I mean, I could do it one day. I mean, yeah, sorry, I'm getting off a little bit off track. But yeah, I could definitely do one travel. I mean, yes, obviously, you don't get the, with all this pandemic stuff, you don't get the infield stuff. But we can definitely do the one day trip and back. So, you know, you save up a hotel and things like that. So that's kind of what I'm leaning on, at least for the Cup playoff in Kansas that same weekend, I believe. But have to double check on that. I believe that's not the same weekend, though. But I have to double check that and see that about that. But yeah, Kansas City for October 16th. And then you have Texas, October 25th. Martinsville, October 30th, the day before Halloween. And then the cap of the championship race in Arizona, Lucas Oil 150. That goes down from there. That's the schedule that you're looking at for the playoffs, for the truck series goes there. And, I mean, we did not take a look at the standings, but obviously we know Shonen Creed, Austin Hill, your regular season champion. Creed apparently was the number one seed, according to the Front Stretch podcast, Dustin Albino. So we're just going to go with that. And Tyler Ankrum was the last one to punch his ticket in these playoffs right there. So, all right, so here's the situation right now. Heading in to, yeah, like I said, I have not looked at the playoff standings until right now. And boy, oh boy, just like last year, we'll just get to it momentarily here, folks. All right, to set the table here, obviously, next race, Vegas, next week for the Truck Series postseason. Eddie Gritter III for the 3Wide Podcast. Moffitt, your leader, lets another win slip away last night to teammate Sam Mayer. He's 36 to the good right now. So, with a non-playoff driver winning, no playoff driver does not advance. Obviously, a playoff driver wins, you would automatic advance to the next round unless you fail post-tech. There, you do not want that in this stage of the playoffs. So, you look at it right now. Already mentioned him. Sheldon Creed is the next guy behind him. 28 to the good. Zane Smith. A lot of people have him. Dark Horse. And I would probably lean towards that as well. Zane Smith, 25 up. He's third right now. Grant Evinger is fourth, 24 up. And then the back end of the second half of this line here, Tyler Anker bumped himself up a few spots. He's 19 out above the cut line. Matt Crafton, plus 13. This is where it gets hairy after that. Very, very tight. Here, Ben Rhodes, 6 above the cut line, and then your regular season champion, huge hit. You cannot afford to beat yourself. We saw Grant Infinger did that. I mean, unfortunately, last year, regular season champion, what'd he do in playoffs? Making mistakes and beating yourself, and even the team as well. You can't do that. It takes an all-around effort to do that. And Austin Hill, from the top to the bottom, in less than one, pretty much in all in a run race, 2 points above, and the screen went to the other screen. Only two above Christian Eckes heading to Las Vegas next weekend. Obviously, Hill can go out there and win with what she did last year in the playoffs last year. So, two above, you can't have four any mistakes. So you already used up a mulligan there. And then Ty Gillen is 8 above, is 8 behind, I should say, Austin Hill. So that's where we're standing at right now as far as the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series playoffs is concerned. Wow. So, yeah. So, nobody got a ticket to the round of eight. So, everyone has status quo. Man, Sam Mayer pulling off the upset there. And as far as the Cup Series race goes tonight, first elimination race, it would be something to see somebody walk off. And I've been mentioning Ryan Blaney, pretty much everybody has to this point. And yeah, I mean, 25 Di Benedetto, 27 Blaney. Yeah, so I mean, pretty much, yeah, I mean, you have to go out and win. I mean, there's no doubt about it, unless some of these guys, like I mentioned in the last episode of the 3Wide Podcast, gets into trouble or has mechanical issues, like we have seen in a lot at Bristol. So you just don't know what's going to happen here. And the trucks is really tight right there. So Austin Hill cannot afford another 20th place finish or what. He's going to have to go out there and do what he's been doing all year long. So stunner already developed, already multiple storylines heading into Vegas. Nobody won the playoffs yet, and GMS, Brett Moffitt continues to be shut out in 2020. So, yeah, kind of the story of the year in the trucks here before we sign off here on the 3Wide Podcast. Eddie Gritter III here for a couple more minutes here on this truck series preview, if you will, for the rest of the playoffs / recap. Yeah, I mean, Zane Smith, one of the surprises this year. I mean, I've kind of called it a while back that he could be somebody to deal with, and he's really come. I mean, yeah, he finished outside the top 10. I have to go back and check. I don't think I announced his name. No, Zane Smith. Yeah, I totally skipped over Zane Smith. My bad. So, yeah, Zane Smith finished 16th. That's not going to cut it there, even though he has won a couple of races this year. Sheldon Creed got hot this year. So those guys, Sheldon Creed's coming on his own, like I mentioned in numerous appearances this year on this podcast. So yeah, Matt Crafton, we can't forget about him. The last year, whole no win situation, goes in the championship. You give yourself a chance and you can make things happen. Yeah, he didn't win the race, but he had the last laugh and end up winning the championship with no wins throughout the regular season or playoffs as well. So that goes to show you, man, Tyler Rankin also has no wins either this year, but he had a strong showing last night, leading a handful of laps at Bristol last night. So yeah, I mean, it's all for grabs. And this is, again, like the Xfinity Series talk I had with y'all last night. Same thing goes with the truck series. This thing is up for grabs. Anybody can take it. You can get hot at the right time. You can carry yourself right in Arizona with a chance to win the championship. That's all I gotta say right there. So the next time the truck series, Gator Outdoor Trucks on track, race two of round one of the postseason, Las Vegas next weekend. You can follow me at Eddie_EG3 for more if you would like. Appreciate all the follows. And, of course, the 3Wide Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Y'all know what it is. Playoff mode, we're almost there with all three of them. Of course, the Xfinity Series, I believe, wraps up tonight as well with their regular season. Austin Cindric already clinched the regular season championship. And, of course, right after that, the Cup Series. Much anticipated elimination race, Bristol. We'll see what fireworks store up in the Coliseum tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, Truck Series style, here with y'all this afternoon. Big D produces this podcast. Big shout out to him for his hard work throughout this season. And he'll continue to do that. And Eddie Gritter III here in Mad Kansas saying thank you guys for listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast this week. Make sure you download the weekly edition of the podcast as well, getting you hyped up for Bristol as well. It's going to be something tonight. So, but congratulations, though, go out to Sam Mayer with the upset win in the playoffs already, getting it done over playoff driver Brett Moffitt and GMS right there. So while I try to find my closing music there, yeah, absolutely. So the Cup Series tonight, the round of 12 will be decided. But until then, next time the trucks are on track, going out west to Vegas, next for the Can Outdoor Truck Series.
With EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going three wide.